Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Yesterday, North Shore Clinical Labs, contracted by Washoe County to conduct free COVID-19 testing walk-in clinics, stopped some of its service throughout the county. The labs are citing a higher than anticipated demand for testing. On Monday, the company cited staffing shortages at its Bartley Ranch location in Reno as a reason for temporarily closing that site. Washoe County saw a spike of more than 1,400 new cases on Sunday. North Shore Clinical Labs will continue operating its own clinics. Partnerships with schools, nursing homes, and other senior living providers will also continue. Additional testing locations can be found at the Nevada Health Response website. The city of Reno will begin working with the Nevada Department of Transportation to address the growing number of people living in tents or other forms of shelter on the highway system. City officials from the so-called Clean and Safe team will provide folks with a date to leave their shelter, as well as promoting use of some of the city's resources, like the Nevada Cares Campus, an emergency shelter for Washoe County. Any tents or shelters that are found after the deadline on highway systems under NDOT's jurisdiction will be collected by a contractor. Inflation is the highest this nation's seen in decades, and it's worst in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics put out a report last week that had alarm bells ringing all over the U.S.
The Labor Department says inflation in the U.S. jumped 7%
tonight,
between
the alarming spike in inflation soaring to its highest level in nearly 40 years.
Experts are debating whether this phenomenon is worrying and long-term or benign and transitory.
While the report sparked nationwide concerns, the inflation is hitting the Mountain West the hardest. When you break the report down to regions of the country, the Mid-Atlantic had a 5.8% increase in consumer prices over the last year. New England's rose by 6.2%. And the Mountain West? It had an 8.6% increase. That includes Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. Some of the driving factors are food, transportation, and energy, including the cost of gas and electricity. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
California says scammers are stealing doctors' credentials to file fake disability claims. KUNR's Nick Stewart reports.
California's Employment Development Department said last week that they suspended 345,000 disability claims associated with 27,000 doctors. The department said most of those claims are likely fraudulent, but some of them are legitimate claims from people who can't work because of an injury. And now, their disability checks have stopped. State officials say their top priority is to verify doctors' identities to halt these fake claims and resume the legitimate ones. Assemblymember Jim Patterson said some of his constituents have not been paid for weeks. Nick Stewart, KUNR News.
And the number of people experiencing homelessness is in sharper focus as the winter sets in. But mayors say they lack funding to address the problem. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Only 4% of Western mayors say they have a lot of control in tackling homelessness. That's according to a new survey by Boston University. Many mayors also say police have at least some influence over their homelessness policies. Survey co-author Catherine Levine Einstein says that can be a problem.
All too often, even when the stated policy is one of harm reduction, it can devolve into punitive interactions when we staff those kinds of policymaking functions with the police.
The majority of mayors said they valued police perspectives on homelessness above the views of formerly unhoused people or those currently without shelter. Einstein says this traces back to the lack of funding and hence lack of control mayors feel they have over the crisis. One solution, she says, is investing more in social services that can work directly with unhoused people. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
And in Reno, I'm Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.